Okay, this is Wednesday evening, 7/28/21. This is a series we've been doing since, what, September? A no-nonsense look at the book of Revelation. And we're going to look tonight at mainstream media, the image of the beast. We're going to start in Revelation chapter 13, which Revelation's the last book. In fact, it's the end. Verse 15 says, "And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed." So right here, our fight is not against the German people. We'll get into that in just a minute about the German people. Even though this is the fourth Reich of the combo beast, over in the book of Daniel, we see four beasts rise up, and we see in the book of Revelation that one beast rises up. It's a combo beast. In fact, let's just go over to Daniel, see if I can find it, and just look at that beast right now. Beasts represent countries in the scriptures. They're not just animals. All right, let me see if I can find it here. All right, this is chapter 7 of Daniel. You got it? Okay. All right. Let's look here at verse 1. It says, "In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea, and four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse from one another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings," which that is the UK, you know, the lion, used to be Great Britain. And the wings on the back of England is the USA. The wings have been plucked off. Okay. "I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given unto it." That's Uncle Sam. That's our, what do you call him, the national symbol. "Beheld another beast, a second like a bear, and it raised up itself on one side and had three ribs in his mouth. The bear is Russia. Of it between the teeth of it, and they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl." The fowl, the four wings, is France. "The beast also had four heads." This is Germany. First Reich, Second Reich, Third Reich, Fourth Reich. That's the times that these nations have risen and fallen. We're in the time of the Fourth Reich right now. This is where the Antichrist is. So the Lord told me a couple years ago, the Antichrist, that system rose up out of this nation. The communism. "Four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it." All right, now, let me read 7. "And after this I saw in the night visions, and beheld a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns." This is the Antichrist beast system. Okay, now we're going to see the same system in Revelation. But it's going to be a combo beast like that last beast we saw in Daniel. Can anyone tell me where this scripture is? Y'all been paying attention? You can tell me where it is? Let me find it here. I should know it. I should know exactly which one it is. All right, let me look here.
You mean what chapter?
Yeah, what chapter? 13. Okay. I hope you can see this. as I read it here. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. This is just the beast that we read in Daniel. And his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. So you see these 10 leaders with 10 crowns as these authorities. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, his mouth is the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death. And this is the Third Reich that had the wounded head. This was World War II, when Germany, you know, and the communism and all of that. They erected a wall, huh?
Nazism.
Well, yeah, the Nazis. But the thing was, after World War II, the Berlin Wall was erected. And what it did was keep communism in, well, from spreading to the East. That's when East and West Germany were separated. So, I mean, people didn't even see their relatives for all these years. Okay, we're going to look at that a little bit. It was, the wall fell in 1989. I think it was erected in like 63, something like that. So it was a few years after, about 20 years after World War II. But anyway, they erected the wall. But then it says here that it was, and I saw one of his heads. Heads represent these nations, these authorities. It's not just one person with one head. This is a nation. Right here, it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. So they called this wall between East and West Germany the wound that would not heal. From the aerial view, they said it looked like a scar, like a jagged, you know, scar. It ripped these peoples apart. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is likened to the beast, who is able to make war with him. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, and to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life, and the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. You know, traditionally in church we were taught this is one man that does all of these things, but what we've been seeing over a few years is that it's actually a system that we are entrapped in, which it's obvious now, trying to take all of our freedoms away from us and trying to have their hands in everything, all our money, all every institution. All right, end time ministries here. Well, let me read this to you. Our fight is not against the German people, even though this is the Fourth Reich of the combo beast. The wound that was healed, we know, is the Berlin Wall. The wall that was holding back communism. When the wall fell, the whole world began to be infiltrated with it. That's when Operation Paperclip came into place, where they recruited Nazi scientists to come over and start NASA. So it was, we didn't win the war. They just changed their tactics from overt to covert, infiltration from within. That's what we're seeing now. Okay? The whole world began to be infiltrated with it. George H.W. Bush, with his speech about the 1,000 points of light, I don't know if any of y'all remember that. I remember thinking, what is he talking about? Anyway, this is from End Times Ministry. This is Reverend Irvin Baxter. This is some of the, I have one of his workbooks, and this is some of his comments on this. Fall of the Berlin Wall was the beginning of the New World Order. Planning and meetings at Malta. From that time on, we began to hear the term New World Order. We didn't hear it until that time, until H.W. was in office and he brought that up. It's a new era of promise. New World Statement by Secretary of Defense Dick Cheney. He was under W also. Strobe Talbert Global Governance is, I don't know who that is, but anyway, I'm going to read to you, since Katie's new and he's not heard about some of these things, I'm going to read a little bit. This is Operation Paperclip. This is Wannar von Braun. He was the head Nazi scientist, you know, our space programs and all the spaceships and stuff. This is the one. He's Wannar von Braun, one of the architects of the Apollo program, was a Nazi scientist brought to the U.S. in secret in 1945. Yeah. Right here, it says, the atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki may have put an end to World War II, but they weren't the only destructive weaponry developed during the war. From nerve and disease agents to the feared and coveted V-1 and V-2 rockets, Nazi scientists worked on an impressive arsenal. As the war came to a close in 1945, both American and Russian officials began scheming to get that technology for themselves. So it came to pass that 71 years ago today, this was November 16, 2016 when this was written, 88 Nazi scientists arrived in the United States and were promptly put to work for Uncle Sam. So this is a whole article on this, Smithsonian.com. All right. Now, we talked about the image of the beast. What did I tell you? The image of the mainstream media is the image of the beast. All right. This is an article about Operation Mockingbird. Operation Mockingbird, the CIA's history of media manipulation. It is transferred from Hitler's Germany to the USA through the mainstream media. Operation Mockingbird was a CIA program that enlisted more than 400 American journalists as well as journalists around the world to manipulate public opinion by spreading propaganda on what we call it today, the fake news. We have Obama to thank for putting into law that now you can spy on American citizens, their own citizens. All right. The CIA's love affair with manipulating news. As far back as the end of World War II, the Central Intelligence Agency, they call them the clowns, has played a major role in news media here in the U.S. as well as in foreign nations, exerting considerable influence over what the public sees, hears, and reads on a regular basis. News media for propaganda purposes. The program is thought to have been born out of the CIA's forefather, the Office of Strategic Services, or the OSS officers in Hitler, Germany, which existed in 1942 to 1947. During World War II, Operation Mockingbird had established a network of journalists and psychological warfare experts operating primarily in the European theater. Other possible origins include the early years of the Cold War, which began in 1947, when efforts were made by the governments of the Soviet Union and the United States to use media companies to influence public opinion internationally. Operation Mockingbird is thought to have officially begun at its own entity in the early 1950s, funding student groups, cultural clubs and magazines, and front organizers. It goes on and on about it. So the CIA, you could say all the journalists of today are all CIA. There are no journalists today. They get their talking points at 4 o'clock in the morning and they all say the same thing. Just turn them on and see. They all say the same thing. All right. I copied this off because I wanted to look at it. This is 1989 Malta Summit. Watching the world wake up. Second. Says here, I don't know when this was written, but it says 30 years ago this month, George Bush met with Mikhail Gorbachev off the Mediterranean island nation of Malta and other leaders from other countries. And this is where they... It cut off some of it, so I can't read it. But anyway, this is where this 1,000 points of light came from, and when they started to establish their New World Order agenda, started having meetings about it. right after the Berlin Wall fell. Okay. Right after H.W. Bush, they had these meetings, is when you began to hear him call the name out, the New World Order. All right. Here are the six media corporations that we have today. These six media corporations control 90% of the media outlets in America. Comcast, Walt Disney, AT&T, Viacom, CBS, Sony, and Fox. Here is the image of the beast. How do you view it? You see their image on their tail lie vision. Tail lie vision. All right, now let's go to Revelation 14. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. We've already established, we've studied this quite a bit. This is the church. This is not Jews. This is the church. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. They sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. They were redeemed from among men, being the firstfruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. This is where we are sitting. And worship him that made heaven and earth, the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, is fallen. Back in Daniel chapter, I think it's 3, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream of a statue. And it had all these different countries that rose and fell. But there was one that was left that was 10 toes, that was clay and iron. And that's where we are today. That's the beast, okay? Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast in his image, receive his mark in their forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Now, I don't know how you've been taught, but we were all taught that, we were all just going to fly away and all this terrible stuff is going to happen down here. And a lot of people are afraid, well, something bad is going to happen to us. But for what the Lord has shown us in Scripture, it's not the saints that are going to be hurt. It's the deep state. It's the bad people that are going to be judged. So that's what it's saying here. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. Since the fall in the garden 6,000 years ago, Satan has killed a lot of people. Lots of people. I have some intel later that I'll read you, just a little bit of things that they thought they could hide that are going to be revealed. Yeah. And I looked and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, in his hand a sharp sickle. Another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time has come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. We're to the end. God has said, No more blood, no more of the beast and what he's done. No more. 6,000 years is about to run out. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. In other words, the wickedness is ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it in the great winepress of the wrath of God. So these are the bad people. It's like the parable of the tares and the wheat. He's coming and he's going to pull the tares out of the wheat. And the winepress was treading without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even to the horses' bridles by the space of 1,600 furlongs. So right now, I believe, everything in me, we are in that battle right now. That's what's happening. And as I read some intel I have today, you'll see what I'm talking about. Thank God that Jesus and his warriors are taking down this beast system. Thank God for Donald Trump. Yeah. Now the internet, as you can see, they will experience a permanent blackout and their voice silence for 1,000 years. Take that HW and stick it with your 1,000 points of light. See, they're the ones that are going to have the blackout. They're the ones, this reversal thing we've talked about, and we'll talk about later, about Haman being hung on the gallows. In other words, everything they meant to do to us, blackouts, food shortages, try to stick you with a vaccine that does nothing but track you and poison you and do whatever, offer them a reversal. Offer them. It's coming around. What's gone around is coming around. That's where we're sitting in history. All right? The internet is English. That's the mouth of the lion. We talked about the UK is England. The UK, or the Great Britain, and all the internet speaks English. All airline pilots are required to speak English. So it's the mouth of the beast system, English. All right, on Sunday, this was last Sunday, 7/25/21, I heard some things. I looked into this guy. This was a military guy, ex-military guy, was getting intel that we needed to stock up. That military officers had been told, get your houses in order, get your families stockpile food, whatever you need to do. And as I sit there, it just hit me. I mean, just fear came at me. Talking about the caskets and the guillotines and all the stuff that they meant for us. And this is what the Lord said to me. All right. It caused fear. It was about the military. Well, I won't go into all that, but the scripture right here. This is the seventh trumpet, and I want to read that to you. This is Revelation 11. This is what the Lord said to me, and this is what I want you to focus on when you hear that garbage coming through. Fear-mongering. There are even people on the right side. They mean well. They're trying to warn people, but some of them just get off on that negative garbage. I don't want to hear it. This is Revelation 11:15. The seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are now becoming the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever. He spoke that to me twice on Sunday. I said, good enough for me, Lord. Now we can view it the right way. Everything that we're seeing going on, God is behind it. It's biblical. They're taking out the bad guys, the deep state, the beast system. And God is restoring his kingdom on the earth. And it'll be for 1,000 years of peace until the devil's loosed after 1,000 years. And then he'll start his shenanigans again and there's going to be another war. All right. So let's always have that as our focus. Satan is about to get his. This is the way Satan works. Don't look here. Look here. Don't look at the audits. That domino's about to fall and it's all coming down. How they cheated and what they did. So no, let's get them all scared about people coming to your door to try to force a vaccination on you and all this garbage. Now let's look over here when this is really what's going on here and this is what our focus needs to be. All right, election integrity is replacing election corruption. The whole beast system and all their agendas are coming down. So what's happening? All right. Me. All right. I've got some intel I want to share with you. Some of it has to do with what I just talked about. This is what I say. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday do not belong to the devil. The Lord said, I am Lord of the Sabbath. We've heard stuff where you're not supposed to go to church on Sunday. You need to go on Saturday. You're not supposed to have Easter. You're not supposed to have Christmas and all of this garbage. And it just made me so mad. I'm thinking, there's babies that they're pulled up out of underground dumps that they've tortured, and this is what they're focusing on? It just makes me mad. I'm sorry. He said, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. The Sabbath does not lord it over me, are you? The Son of Man was Lord of the Sabbath. I did things that were not lawful on the Sabbath. See, the religious leaders called Jesus out on eating corn, him and his disciples, going through the cornfields, getting the corn off the stalks and eating, saying it was unlawful. And there's one thing about the law, if you're going to do a little bit of the law, you better do it all. You have to do it all. So don't let Satan have any place, not one day of the week. Take back Saturday, take back Halloween. Don't give him none of that. It's not his to take. See, that's what's wrong with us. We have let them push us and shove us back into corners to where we don't have any rights, or not as many as we used to. And we don't do it by pushing back and being ugly. We do it with our mouth and begin to decree, no, we bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You can't have this territory. We take it for the kingdom of God. That's what we're supposed to be doing. All right. 10 pilots have died of COVID vaccines, sham scenes, some in midair. Two of the airlines are British Air and JetBlue. Romana Dadulo, she's the Queen of Canada, the new one, that's replaced the skunk over there. She was asked a question. Is Barack Obama still alive? She said no. The original Barack Obama was executed for treason. All right, this is intel from a programmer I listened to. She says the NFL is evil. Waylon Jennings is bad. Mother Teresa was a child trafficker. I knew that. The CIA has been brainwashing us for 70 years. Bill Gates is not a doctor, but he creates pharmaceuticals, including the Moderna vaccine. The patent number is, get this, 2020-06-06-06. Can it be any plainer? Gosh. 89% of all trafficked children were done through CPS. This is from a guy, programmer, Donald John Trump. Inauguration is imminent. I hope so. Have to check it out, because once in a while they'll bring something across here and it's not quite accurate. But Big Pharma started by the Rockefellers. They are the head of the American Medical Association. What does that tell you about the medical field? All military across the U.S. has been deployed. Climate change is weather warfare. The climate Paris Accords that Biden got us back into. It's all about padding their pockets. I can tell you the weather's going to change. We've had sunshine and we've had rain. There were 275 freedom marches across the world this last weekend alone. The original Joe Biden is dead and is being played by four different actors. Some people have died within 2 weeks of the second vaccine, but life expectancy is 4 to 24 months. And at the best case scenario, 5 years at the max. Out of the 70 vaccines that children are given, there are no safety studies on any of them. That's from Robert Kennedy Jr., which that is his area right there. Over the last 50 years since vaccination started, the rate of children's diseases increased from 6% to 54%, especially autoimmune diseases. Now, Sarah is slowly rolling out from east to west. The movie is almost over, thank God. There are 900 people in the witness relocation program, and they will be revealed. A lot of people think JFK Jr., Michael Jackson, Princess Diana, even Elvis himself. We'll see. We'll see. August 15, 2021 marks the fifth anniversary of when Nixon took us off the gold standard. Some are speculating that Donald John Trump will be reinstated by then. Okay, this thought came to me yesterday, something I remember from the Q post. Now, Q is a military operation. When POTUS says vaccine, you know, people are talking about, why does he keep bringing up the vaccine? Why is he pushing the vaccines? Well, everything he says is code, and you have to know what he's meaning, or you could get upset. It says here, when POTUS says vaccine, he is talking about the military. The military is the vaccine. That was a Q post. And when he talks about the virus, the deep state is the virus. So the vaccine is taking out the virus. Remember when the elite said they tested positive for COVID actually meant they'd been arrested. All right, I was watching this programmer. She showed a picture. It was one of them looked like a real dragon. They found it in one of the domes, the deep underground military bases. The other one, it was a werewolf, and he was laying on a werewolf in Argentina in a dome. They found this werewolf. He was white, and he was laying on the side going, you know, teeth, all of it. Looked just like a werewolf. I'm thinking, I don't know, that was weird. I'm thinking, oh my God, oh my God. It's no, you know, they experiment with everything. There's just no telling what they've done, what's down there. They said those type of creatures is what our military have encountered when they've gone into the domes. So, yeah. All right. All the three-letter agencies are being dissolved. The PCR test has been suspended. I saw that a couple of days ago. They're no longer going to use it. The PCR test, you know, the up the nose to your brain. The PCR test actually puts nanoparticles in the brain. I don't know if y'all been.
The three-letter agencies
are being dissolved.
Right.
CIA, FBI.
Department of Justice.
The DO, Department of Justice.
Social Security.
Yeah. Yeah. IRS, yeah. All of them. All of them. All of them.
IRS.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. Okay. About 27.1% of the population have received the vax. You hear this, well, 50%, no, ain't true. Over 1 million children have been saved out of the domes. Some, they say, are seeing the sunlight for the first time in their life. They've been down there 30 years. Right under our feet. We didn't even know it. All right, I thought this was kind of cool. Just look at it. COVID 666. You see it?
Oh yeah.
You see it, Danny?
Yeah, I do. Corona.
I've seen that before.
666 certification vaccination ID.
Well, Corona's in Revelation. It means crown. I thought this was cool. The sevens in Revelation. Seven churches, seven spirits, seven lampstands, seven stars, seven seals on the scroll, seven horns of the Lamb, seven eyes of the Lamb, seven angels, seven trumpets, seven thunders, seven heads of the dragon, seven heads of the beast, and seven golden bowls, and seven kings. Who knew? All right. I wanted to read this to you. It's upsetting. All the flooding that's going on right now, we've had unusual rainfall. This was yesterday from a programmer named Archer. Germany flooding, 600 bodies of children found in the flood. Baby corpses washed up in this certain place I can't pronounce. Eyewitnesses also report a gymnasium in which around 600 child and baby corpses are said to be laid out. This is to be kept secret from the public. Also, this news TV reports, child corpses washed up from somewhere. They've been found in houses. They have children's corpses in their houses washed up from somewhere further away. On the other hand, the question is, will there be floods again? Yes, more heavy rains with the risk of flooding can be expected in Germany and Belgium and the Czech Republic and the Netherlands and in many other regions. Meanwhile, the German population is stunned that the government knew days before that an absolute flood disaster was coming, and they didn't warn them. The thing about that is there was a scripture. In fact, let me look at the scripture. I thought it was interesting. This is Revelation 20. Verse 11. This is after the 1,000-year millennial reign and then the Gog and Magog war. And this is at the great white throne judgment. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. So I thought about, they've hidden these things, and now it's all washing up. I mean, I know they flooded D.C. several times. They talk about the stuff down in those places, how bad and how horrible it was, that it was probably one of the worst places on earth, right under the White House. God. I thought this was cool. This was a doctor's office in Abilene on the door. Regarding COVID-19, this isn't Nazi Germany and we aren't the Gestapo. If you do or don't want to wear a mask, you're still welcome here. We trust that you're an adult and know how to wash your hands. We trust that you're an adult and would stay home if sick. Masks are proven useless against airborne viruses because of many reasons, including exposed eye mucosa, whatever that is. This virus has been in the USA since at least January. We remained open and we haven't died. There are many cures for coronavirus that are being ignored because there is no money in them. Your immune system is 99.9% effective against the virus. Fauci is wrong again. Unless the vaccine is guaranteed 100% effective, it is unlikely to help you. Trust God. Trust your immune system. Eat healthy. Get sunshine. Smile more. Take vitamin C and zinc. Don't panic. Stress will destroy your immune system. And most importantly, turn off the fake news. God loves you. We love you. Okay, I want to read to you, and this is another focus. When you think about the kingdoms, you know, what's going on, just remember this is the process of God taking out the deep state and restoring our republic. And this is what the Lord said to me, and this was back in March of 2020. In fact, it was just a couple of days before the president did the lockdown. This is what the Lord said to me. The coronavirus will be used as a cover for a military operation. You know, all the lockdowns. When you see these lockdowns starting again, they're cleaning out the domes. They want people off the streets. They look at it the way you're supposed to look at it. Look at the vaccine, you know, as the military. Look at the virus as the deep state, okay? The coronavirus will be used as a cover for a military operation. Trump was asked to run for president, and when he started it, it was a military operation that has been going on ever since. It's still going on. You know, when you have 6,000 years of this carnage on the earth, it's going to take a little time to clean it up, and it's worldwide. The coronavirus will be used as a cover for a military operation. Arrest would be made under this cover to gather low-hanging fruit. Low-hanging fruit will rat out the top dogs. People would be in lockdown and out of the way of the military as they took on this operation. Secondly, the president, Trump, would put into effect his executive order that he signed on 12-21-17, confiscating all property of persons involved in human trafficking. The Dumbs, the deep underground military bases will be cleaned out and occupied by the white hats and black hats arrested or taken out. The Dumbs are all over the world and have been used for human and drug trafficking, satanic ritual abuse, organ harvesting, harvesting of adrenochrome, MK Ultra, etc. 800,000 children disappear in the U.S. every year. Where are all the children? Right under our feet, and we didn't even know it. Lastly, our president was and is still going on taking us back to the Constitution and the gold back currency and ridding us of the evil corruption Federal Reserve that has kept us in debt slavery. All right, this is the executive order of the president blocking the property of all those involved in human rights abuse and even those now in the voter fraud. So all the money they've stolen from us all of our life that they owe us, $1.7 billion per person from what we understand. We won't get it all at once, but that's what's owed every person. They've been stealing from us since we were born. Your birth certificate was a stock certificate, like you're a lamb or a sheep, or, you know. So I think that's all.